This is The World Tonight. Good evening. I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. On Capitol Hill today, a special Senate subcommittee began the public hearing phase of its investigation into Billy Carter's Libyan connections. CBS News law correspondent Fred Graham attended the opening sessions.
Randy Coleman, Billy Carter's friend, errand runner, and business partner, described Billy's Libyan connection as simply Southern friendliness and hospitality on Billy's part, repaid by the Libyans in the form of a proper businesslike loan. Senator Strom Thurmond could not shake Coleman's insistence that no influence peddling was involved.
Either Billy helped Libya, or they thought he was going to help them, or they wouldn't have done all this, would they?
Well, if they thought it, it was just a misinterpretation of Billy. Because as I stated before, Billy told them when he got there that he had no political ties. If they thought they could persuade him, then I think they were wrong.
But the senators produced a letter from the State Department warning Coleman and Billy that the Libyan delegation that Billy invited to Georgia in 1979 would try to make contacts to help them influence U.S. policy toward the Arab world. Fred Graham, CBS News on Capitol Hill.
More news after this.
American history. Populism, while primarily an agrarian movement, also attracted significant support from industrial labor, social reformers, and intellectuals.
Get your student a great Smith Corona portable. A Smith Corona can make words sing. It's a wonderful collaboration. His words and Smith Corona's music.
Smith Corona makes your words sing.
All aboard, Southampton, Winchester, and London.
Honey, sit down.
Gage.
Tom, what's the matter?
I don't know how we're going to get to Southampton. What? I can't find my wallet.
Your wallet? Yeah. It had all our traveler's checks.
Honey, I know.
What seems to be the problem?
I lost my wallet.
Yes, with all our traveler's checks, what should we do?
Goodness, what kind were they?
American Express.
Uh-huh. American Express? Ah, well, they've got an office in Southampton. It's our next stop.
American Express has over 1,000 travel service offices around the world to help you. American Express traveler's checks. Ask for them by name.
The official Saudi Arabian press agency reports tonight that a Saudi jetliner has crashed in flames while making an emergency landing at the airport in the nation's royal capital, Riyadh. The report says that all 281 people aboard the plane, a Lockheed TriStar jet, are feared to have been killed in the burning. In northern Poland early today, a freight train went through a red warning light and smashed head-on into a passenger train. More than 60 people were killed. Many others were hurt. The crash occurred about 100 miles south of Gdansk, the center of the strike by thousands of Polish workers. As for the strike itself, there is no early break in sight. Mary Wisniewski reports the latest from Warsaw.
The Polish government today revealed its new tactics for dealing with the Gdansk strikers. Speaking to the foreign press in Warsaw, Interpress news agency director Mirosław Wojciechowski confirmed that the government will not meet with the powerful Interfactory Strike Committee. Officials will only negotiate with strikers from individual factories about their own specific grievances. The government thereby hopes to win their battle by dividing the strikers. Wojciechowski says the strikes have entered a new phase and that anti-socialist elements, not ordinary workers, were now in control. He emphasized that force would not be used against the strikers and said the troops that have been sighted on the outskirts of Gdansk are only on routine maneuvers. But, he admitted, if the strikers refuse to leave the Gdansk shipyard, I don't know what will happen. Mary Wisniewski for CBS News, Warsaw.
The latest administration view of the situation in Poland is reported now by Robert Pierpoint at the State Department.
The Carter administration is maintaining a strict hands-off attitude toward those labor problems in Poland, which sources here say have now spread to plants in some of that country's smaller towns. Furthermore, much to the relief of U.S. officials, so far the Soviet Union also shows no signs of getting involved, at least militarily. State Department spokesman David Passage.
No troop movements or anything out of the ordinary.
Special. Do you know of any change in Soviet dissipation? In other words, a greater presence?
No.
Change in equipment?
I've seen nothing to suggest any of that.
Passage was asked, in view of the administration's strong human rights efforts, why help had not been offered, either in the form of food for Poland or moral support to the strikers.
I don't know that we have been approached by either the people of Poland or the Polish government for anything connected with the present troubles.
Officials here concede that they have no real idea what direction those troubles in Poland will now take, but they are determined, at this stage at least, to do nothing that could be interpreted as U.S. involvement. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News at the State Department.
More news when the World Tonight continues.
Discover quality.
And discover great value, too, at Ben Franklin. Now's the time to stock up on Bic Crystal stick pens. Bic pens are durable and write first time, every time. And they're ideal for home, office, or school. Join the back-to-school savings at participating Ben Franklin stores.
Discover Ben Franklin, where quality is right at home.
Every long, hot summer, dogs and cats become victims of hungry ticks and fleas. But this summer, make your pet a victor instead of a victim. Get him the Hearts 2-in-1 Plus Collar, the first collar to kill fleas and ticks for 5 full months. The Hearts Collar's fast-acting odorless ingredients won't vaporize, stays on your pet, keeps working even if it gets wet. Get your dog or cat the Hearts 2-in-1 Plus Collar. Kills fleas and ticks on your pet for 5 months. Protects your home and family, too. Makes your pet a victor instead of a victim.
Independent presidential hopeful John Anderson took his campaign to Boston today, where he addressed the American Legion Convention. In his remarks, Anderson was critical of Republican Ronald Reagan, saying he takes issue with those who say our defense forces are in utter confusion. And then the congressman had some harsh words for President Carter.
I have suggested, and I'm trying to be as frank and honest with you as I can this morning, that I clearly believe that the nominee of the one so-called major party, the Republican Party, could take us in the wrong direction. But let me be impartial in my criticism and say that I think the man who was just renominated by the Democratic Party, President Carter, has simply taken us in circles. And that the kind of weak and vacillating leadership that he has demonstrated has confused our allies and emboldened our adversaries.
From Boston, it was on to Providence, Rhode Island, then to Washington for meetings with two congressional Democrats, Shirley Chisholm of New York and Les Aspin of Wisconsin. Wall Street in a moment.
April 1945, a last desperate convoy leaves Berlin carrying Germany's greatest military secret, a formula for synthetic fuel that helped power the Nazi war machine. 35 years later, a retired Beverly Hills chief of police is killed over what appears to be a drug deal, but evidence of the formula mysteriously appears. To an energy-starved world, it can mean salvation, but to others, it means much more. So Barney Kane, an L.A. police lieutenant, is plunged into the shadowy overworld of OPEC and big business, propelled into a torrid love affair with a beautiful but haunted German girl. Together in a race against time and terror, they crisscross two continents in search of the formula. A search that brings Kane face to face with torture, death, terrorism, and ultimately the truth about who controls our destinies. The Formula by Steve Shaken is now a Bantam paperback. This Christmas it will be a major MGM motion picture starring George C. Scott and Marlon Brando. The Formula. Look for it.
Stocks lower again today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down nearly 9 points at about 940. The average price per share on the New York Exchange down 21 cents, down 7 cents on the American. Big board volume about 42 million shares. Wall Street on this World Tonight.